Hank and I eat dinner on TV every night. And so I've had them for years, and they've gone through a lot of cleaning and washing, and the paint was like nothing. They looked horrible.
Well, these are.
And then I saw the ones that she was auctioning. And
the ones in the storage unit, I think, are the tall ones, the black tray with the tall painting.
And that's what, well, the ones I bought were tall painting. They they were cream.
Okay, but
with
still,
a tall.
Yeah, with
a tall.
Gold. Yeah. I don't classify that as tall, I guess, and it really is.
Yeah, anything painted on metal is tall.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly. Pretty much, you got it. But yeah, there's some cool ones.
Jason just said he's on his way. So
he's coming?
One of the four.
Excellent, okay.
One of the four bunch.
Good.
Isn't that special?
So tonight, you said we're just going to like do a timeline for the...
No, I just want everybody to understand what we're up against, and then...
Okay.
You know, I don't think we have to... I'd like what's his name's?
Logan.
Logan, thank you. I would like him to come next time and set up an official timeline.
Well, again, I think if we just go with our kind of what we've done in the past,
yeah.
Is do like a half hour or
right.
A set number, we seem to do well with that.
Yeah, and I just want to know what we should do first and how we should drop. I mean, this downtown designation thing, it has a step-by-step.
It does.
In,
it's
in
like
here,
an application almost.
So,
yeah.
So we can do that without
now,
too
the
much
down, the downtown designation, is that dependent on... downtown actually having businesses in it?
Yeah, it would be helpful.
Well, I know it'd be helpful, but is that like a major requirement?
No. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to help.
Bring
it and give people advantages. But.
Are you going to work on the subdivision regulations first, so amending the zoning regulations?
We've got to do both, and I'm not exactly sure which one.
I thought he said that the downtown should go first.
I think he did. I'm not sure. And I'll talk.
Do we have it in
okay.
our notes?
Or you know.
Because you know what you've been through, you're going to rewash and repeat again with that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But he was supposed to supply a set to look at, a simpler subdivision?
Yeah, he didn't. He gave us a kind of an overview, right? I didn't see.
What
order?
Here it is. It's right here. What order should each task be done?
So where'd you get that?
That's the handout he gave
us.
The handout?
Okay, I probably have my book at the house.
Downtown designation and subdivision regulations. So I guess it doesn't make any difference which one of those first. We should probably wait till Jason gets here. And, actually start a meeting.
We'll call a meeting to order.
Okay.
And so we're at least on time.
Now? 703?
Yeah.
703.
Yeah.
Okay.
There
we
go.
Okay. 703.
Okay, cool.
Right on.
Good evening.
Okay. Mouse, good job, guys.
I saw you a little bit before I left the planning commission. I come back and...
here I am.
Here you go.
Exactly.
Okay, the first order of business is to approve the minutes of the regular meeting October 16th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of October 16th, 2024.
I did have a few, how did you call them, Mr. Adams? I had a few typos. Really simple things. I know, me have typos? Never. Page three.
Was it my last name?
Page three, yeah, I know. Page three, there was a couple different ones. I had the wrong name. It was the Zoning Board of Adjustment rather than Appeals. Don't know where I was thinking that. I missed a five in after the hearing. There are 45 days to issue a written decision.
Oh, okay.
And this, the Environmental Court, not CORE. And then who. So there's a few things that I missed up and I haven't changed yet. I wanted to bring them to your attention before I changed them to make sure there wasn't anything else.
Okay,
right.
With those changes?
With the changes mentioned.
Mm-hmm. A second. Okay. Anybody got any other additions or deletions or corrections? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
I'm abstaining.
Yep.
I wasn't here.
Yep.
I didn't, did, who seconded?
Linda.
Okay, thank you.
Oh,
no,
I'll
say
it.
Just go
just
back
say
to
yes.
Sleep. Take yourself.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to make my corrections.
Okay, the only other thing we gotta do is just, and I don't know if everybody, do you have copies of this?
I don't.
I do.
I think I have one for it.
Okay, so it's pretty self-evident, and this one actually has the timeline, it doesn't have a timeline, it has the step-by-step that we have to do,
yeah.
So.
Have we engaged in this process before? Or?
We started, but we kind of just hit the wall, which we
this?
Had, I don't know what happened, we had a couple of things, oh I know, we had a couple of interesting,
as well.
Okay.
Interesting zoning questions, and then we had one meeting with no quorum. Thank you. So I just want everybody to be aware. Original plan was to be done by the end of December. We're not going to make that, and I think it's more realistic to shoot for March, and that would be. That would be a good time because I'm sure, and I haven't looked yet, but there's somebody up for a reappointment at that time, I'm sure. I'm guessing. There's always somebody, that's kind of the way it's supposed to work. So I guess the only thing I would say is we will have Rutland Regional here next time, which is.
The 20th?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not December, it's November.
And so we get him here to put an official timeline down or give us what he thinks is prioritized. There are some things that we can fill out as we go along. The water and sewer, I never got to the water and sewer people. She's actually trying to figure out what the blue dye is in the sewer right now.
There's blue dye in the sewer?
There's blue dye in the sewer.
I don't know.
She thought maybe that the high school kids were doing something, it's not toxic, it's not anything except blue.
I don't know. They dyed the Chicago River green every St. Patty's Day.
Just showed up. So she's been a little bit busy the last couple of days. So that and the other end of it is the. Did you get? Yeah, you got one. I got a couple of. The other end of it is the subdivision rules, which I think go online. Right there, the Poldy ones are there.
I think he was going to.
I will make sure if he hasn't. I will look again. I didn't look before I came down, but if he hasn't, I will ask him to resend those, and we will go from there, as it were. But I would expect that it'll be just so as everybody's aware that it'll probably be a longer than. 8 o'clock meeting, let's figure on going to 8:30, give or take a couple of permits here and there, but I don't know, anybody got any concerns or?
No, the subdivision, now what's this about? What will we be doing?
We'll be incorporating basic subdivision rules. Once we have that, we have the downtown designation, we're eligible for a reduced Act 250 scrutiny on some of the stuff we do.
And then if we get the neighborhood designation,
it goes out to possibly a half a mile out from the.
And the first thing that we were actually supposed to do is go over the boundaries.
Yes, and that's the other thing that they are. Very liberal about the circle that you have, so the circle can be very oblong. They're pretty loosey goosey. They want people to use them to build. They are hoping for people to put more housing in particular, but it works for everything. So,
I mean, our current boundary can Right. I mean, it could go all the way out to like River Street. I mean, here's Liberty Street.
And one of the things we pointed out that this was all along the river. I think it's that side. It's along the river and not really developable. But they thought they they could change it to go north a little bit. And I mean, the real trick for us would be to get on the north side of Route 4. I'm not sure we can get there.
I don't think we can get there.
I want to.
I want to.
Badly. So it may be a very oblong design, but that would be optimum.
Yeah,
because there's developable property up there.
There is, and there's...
And there's going to be...
Places for leasing.
There's already water and sewer. There's going to be a brand new substation up there. So.
I don't know how we could do that, though. How could we do it?
Instead of a circle? You don't like that.
There you go. It's called finagling.
Well, then gerrymandering.
Yeah. Gerrymandering.
But anyways, so that's all I had. I don't know that we need to waste any time here, but I just wanted to just warn everybody there will be relatively longer meetings.
I think it's a good idea that the more we can get done, we can wrap it up quicker.
Yeah.
Does the state of Vermont have anything equivalent to a business district designation?
Well, it's in the zoning. There's a commercial district.
Right, because I was wondering while we do have a historic downtown, most of the larger businesses are out on Washington.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if we can designate that something
special. Oh, I don't know. It's already designated commercial.
Commercial,
so it's probably, it fits the bill for a lot of that.
But it doesn't fit the bill for the Act 250, which is
somebody makes a designation and somebody, I think you, I'm not exactly sure how that works, to be honest with you, and that maybe would be something Logan could fill us in with. But I'm not sure how it would work for that. I think somebody has to apply for the exemption, probably.
Understand that if you have subdivision regulations, you're automatically going to be a 10-acre town as far as Act 250 is concerned.
Right.
So the benefit right there is
automatic, yeah.
Instead of a 1 acre in review of by Act 250, it becomes a.
So it's not just for that area, not just for the downtown, the neighborhood.
No, we're talking anywhere in town for commercial development that would take Act 250 review. We're a 1 acre town with just zoning regulations.
Okay.
If you have both, you become a 10 acre town.
Okay.
So you can develop. Again, without that long Act 250 process, hopefully.
Oh, that's good.
Between 1 and 10.
Where around here is there 10 acres for a commercial building to go into?
Well, 10 acres and under.
Yeah, 10 and under, yeah.
Right now, if you're over 1 acre in area that you want to develop something, you're going to Act 250 with commercial development. And we've had a couple of things that have been knocked off for commercial development because they didn't want to go through the Act 250 process.
It's a huge expense.
And it's time consuming. And
this would be a big help.
Yep.
So this will be a good thing, I think. I can't find a negative.
I'm not for more regulations, but I'm saying for the amount of subdivisions that we have in town or in the future that we might have, unless some big development comes along, it shouldn't be a great hassle for townspeople.
And even to a certain extent, if you have subdivision rules, it's a lot easier for a developer. They know exactly what they got to
do.
And they don't get tripped up by, oh, by the way, the zoning says no.
It's a lot clearer and easier for a developer to work through.
I hope so. Any other comments? Questions? I don't mean to be pushing people, but I'm just as soon entertain a motion.
I'll entertain, make the motion.
We're going to entertain.
And I'll entertain it too. to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for, this is historic in that we've had our complete quorum.
This is awesome.
Absolutely historic. And thank you for all of you for coming for such a quick meeting.
Well, that's why I like short and sweet. Tooth mic.
Hey, y'all.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, you bet.
Well then, I hope everybody has a great rest of their night.
Well, thank you. You're awesome.
I'm going to reward myself with ice cream.
You were up early. I saw you in front of our house and I'm like, what is that truck? Why is my dog not barking? And I was going to come out and ask how it all went.
It went badly.
Yeah, I was like, I know Wes. Oh, I got to stop this. Hold on.
I just got the car and drove.
I know West Haven's results, but I don't know all of it because I was...